Here's a thought I'll title, There's No Such Thing as a Free Lunch. Adobe has just introduced the latest iteration of Lightroom, and with it, it includes a new super resolution feature that supposedly takes whatever resolution your camera produces and up-reses that so that you can make bigger pictures. And I've seen a number of YouTube people demonstrating this, trying to show how super-duper super-resolution really is. And maybe it's YouTube compression, maybe it's just... maybe you have to see it in the print rather than on a digital screen. But it just doesn't impress me as something very interesting. I haven't thoroughly tested it, so I reserve the right to change my opinion about it. But at this stage of the game, it looks to me like it's much ado about nothing. It's this same fascination with big that has infected photography now for decades. Something about big is magic. And it occasionally is. Sometimes I see a print that looks fantastic when it's large, and I've seen it in book format or something, and it doesn't look as good. So I don't want to sound dictatorial by any means that big is bad. It's not. But it isn't necessary either. And for some reason, the world seems to have a fascination with this. So you take a 40 megapixel camera and you pass it through super resolution in Adobe's Lightroom or Camera Raw or Photoshop, and you get these extra pixels which allow you to make a bigger print. Well, I encourage you to work on the math because it doesn't make that much bigger of a print. And there's all kinds of other issues that come into play. I mean, yes, you get twice the resolution horizontally and twice the resolution vertically, but that doesn't mean that you can necessarily make twice as big a picture. So there's some math involved that doesn't play out with that. There's also the issue that when you make a bigger picture, people are probably going to look at it from a further distance. So why do you need the extra resolution if they're going to look at it from a farther distance and therefore they're not going to see the detail that they might see if you made a smaller print and they got up close, which of course would not require super resolution to print it. It's probably not my place to say that this is strictly a marketing ploy. But it kind of seems like it to me. If you need a bigger picture, why not stitch? You'll get way more detail and way more resolution if you just make several exposures and stitch them together, and you can end up with a giant, very detailed, very high-res image. The gigapixel people have been doing this for years and have demonstrated how huge prints can be with native camera resolution once you stitch images together. But up-resing? I suppose the example that most people give is that they crop down, and then they end up with a little tiny picture, and then they have to, you know, up-res it in order to make a decent print. Well, yeah, I understand that. Could you get any closer? Could you use a longer lens? Could you make a smaller print? What if you just change the size in Photoshop with the image size command? Does the super resolution add that much more? Maybe it does. Maybe I'm all wet. But test this for yourself before you get swept away in the idea that you can now make much larger files. Because those much larger files, from what I'm seeing, don't look to give you a proportional increase in quality. They just give you a proportional increase in size. And I don't think that's as important as quality.